Romans 6, 5-7, Union with Jesus, Part 2. We are dead and alive in Christ. Intro. If a woman is pregnant, the child within her experiences whatever the mother experiences. If the mother goes swimming, the child goes swimming with her. If she travels to Italy, the child travels with her. The same is true of our life in Christ. We have been united with Jesus. We share in his death and in his life because we are one with him. We are both dead and alive in Christ. Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Father, thank you that you have made us one with Jesus and blessed us with all spiritual blessings in him. Open our eyes to see and our ears to hear what you're saying to us today. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. Let's read verses 5-7. For if we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection. We know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body of sin might be rendered powerless, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Verse 7. For anyone who has died has been freed from sin. There are a couple of meditation questions for these verses. First, how are we united with Jesus in his death? And what does it mean to be united with Jesus in his resurrection? We are both dead and alive through our union with Jesus. We are united with Jesus when we put our faith in him and received him as Lord and Savior. Baptism is a picture of what happened when we believed. We were crucified with Christ and died to sin through our union with him. We were born again and received his resurrection life through our union with Jesus. This is not just a theological truth, it is a living reality. We are united with Jesus. He lives in us and we live in him. We experience the life of Jesus daily by believing him, following him, learning from him. Jesus is alive and lives in us. Another meditation question. How is the sin nature rendered powerless through our crucifixion with Jesus so that we are no longer slaves to sin? In other words, why does the sin nature no longer control us? Many believers struggle with these verses because they do not, but do not feel crucified. They try to think themselves into being dead, but the sin nature seems to be alive and well in them. They question, how can I be dead to sin, the sin nature, when it seems that it's so strong in me? I will try to explain this so that the meaning is clear and easy to understand. The bottom line is that we are free from the old sin nature through our union with Jesus, which we experience by faith. The core problem of human beings is our sin nature. Many people mistakenly think that God is trying to reform our old nature and make us better little by little by changing our behavior. This is a completely wrong understanding. Nevertheless, they keep trying to improve their old nature, but they are frustrated when they fail. The sin nature will invariably produce sin. It cannot be reformed. The sin nature cannot become good, so it must die. Romans chapter 6 explains that our sin nature died through our union with Jesus. How did this happen? How is the sin nature rendered powerless through our crucifixion with Jesus so that we are no longer slaves of sin? How has a person who has died been freed from sinning? We need to rely completely on Jesus to deal with the problem of our sin nature. We must understand that we are in Christ and grasp what he has done for us through the cross and resurrection. He dealt with our past sins by shedding his blood for our forgiveness. He dealt with our sin nature by making us one with him in his death. Being united with Christ is not a gradual process or arrived at through years of our efforts to become holy. We were united with Jesus when we believed in him. Growth in Christ and in holiness is based on our union with him. Growth does not mean that we are getting better at acting holy in our own power. Growth means to grow strong through our union with Christ. We are free from the sin nature through our oneness with Him in His death. We can walk in righteousness because He lives in us and expresses His life, His love, and His purity through us. Baptism symbolizes our spiritual union with Jesus, both in His death and resurrection. We are freed from the sin nature through our oneness with Jesus. We are dead and alive in Christ. The sin nature is dead through our union with Christ. This is a spiritual reality. However, as long as we are in this human body, we can choose to let the sin nature rule us. We can try to kill it in our own strength, but we will fail. We can pray and fast and to make the sin nature die, but we must understand that we die to our sin nature in our union with Jesus, not through our efforts to kill it. Part of the struggle is that we focus on the realities of this world rather than on who we are in Christ. Also, we try to understand spiritual realities through our human intellect rather than through the eyes of faith. This may seem mystical and hard to understand. However, I would like to point out that as followers of Christ, we believe in many spiritual realities that are unseen and not of this world. Let me give you some examples. Do you believe that your sins are forgiven through the cross of Christ? Most followers of Christ would give an immediate yes. They believe that Jesus and have assurance that their sins are forgiven. Another question: do you believe that you have eternal life in Christ? Again, most people who believe in Christ will say yes without hesitation. This is also an invisible spiritual reality that we all accept and believe to be true. Third, have you been born again? Are you a child of God? Again, I think you would say yes. I'm a child of God. We believe what Jesus said in John 1:12. To all who believed in Him and accepted Him, He gave the right to become children of God. The truth that we are both dead and alive in Christ, like the examples I have given, is an unseen spiritual reality that is true through our oneness with Jesus. Romans 6:5 says, if we have been united with Him like this in His death, we will certainly also be united with Him in His resurrection. Being united with Jesus in His death and resurrection is the focus of Paul's teaching. He continues this thought in verses 6 and 7. Verse 6, we know that our old self was crucified with Him so that the body of sin might be rendered powerless, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Verse 7, for anyone who has died has been freed from sin. We have been crucified with Christ. When we believed in Jesus, we became one with Him. We were born again, and His Spirit came to live in us. We became part of His family. We experience oneness with Christ in death and in resurrection by faith. Instead of focusing on physical human realities, we must rest in these eternal spiritual realities of who we are in Christ by faith. We don't die to our sin nature by trying to feel dead, but by believing Jesus. We are eternally one with Him. Jesus died, and we died in Him. Another question: do you believe that Jesus rose from the dead and that He lives in you? I think you do. That is an unseen spiritual reality. Our death to the sin nature is the same. It happened through our oneness with Jesus. Jesus forgave your sinful actions by shedding His blood for us. He dealt with our sin nature by making us one with Him in His death. Jesus was crucified so that the sin nature would no longer control us. We overcome sin not by striving, but by dying to sin. Anyone who has died has been freed from sin. A dead person cannot sin because they are dead. But someone might say, I don't feel dead to sin. Then I will ask, well, do you feel forgiven? Sometimes we do not feel forgiven, but we know and we believe that we are forgiven because the Bible says so. The same is true of our death to sin. We experience death to sin, the sin nature, not by looking at ourselves or by focusing on how we feel. We experience death to the sin nature and new life in Christ by believing what the Bible says he has done for us. We experience union with Jesus in his death and in his life by faith. We need to stop trying to be patient, loving, and holy through our old nature. We don't need patience. We need Jesus. Our sin nature cannot produce righteousness. We must realize that our sin nature is dead in Christ. As we daily pursue union with Jesus, we will experience more and more of what it means to be dead and alive in Christ. Finally, I would like to say that being dead and alive in Christ is more dependent on the Spirit's work within us than on our understanding or ability to explain this teaching in Romans chapter 6. I will share a story about my wife to illustrate this point. One day she was in a department store in the United States. She was in a long line at the checkout counter. There was a gay person at the register who looked a little strange. For some reason, she felt disdain for that person. She said nothing and went out after paying for her goods. Then the Lord said to her, "Were you kind?" My wife felt very convicted and ashamed. Even though she had not expressed anything outwardly, she knew her heart was wrong. She repented of her attitude and lack of love and kindness. What happened inside of her? The Lord spoke to her heart and brought her into a deeper union with himself. She realized death to the sin nature and received the life of Jesus, her new nature, by responding to him in faith and obedience. Being dead and alive in Christ is not just a theological or theoretical teaching. It is something we experience in our union with Jesus as he leads us and reveals himself to us. Let's pray. Jesus, your word says that we are dead and alive in you. Teach us what this means, and may we experience it every day as we follow you. In Christ's name, amen.